This is a virtue of this ummah. This Quran that we read, that is memorized in the sudur, that is memorized and none can change it. Another virtue, showing why the reason why this ummah is the best of the ummahs, or the nations. The Muslims are the best of all religions. Islam is the best of all religions. Is that they have the best prophet. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best of the anbiya. We have a narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, "Ittakhadha Allah Ibrahim khalila. Walau kuntu muttakhidan lattakhadhtu Abu Bakr khalila. Walakin khalilillah." What he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah took Ibrahim as a close friend. And if I was to take anyone from this nation, the Muslims, as a close friend, I would take Abu Bakr, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as a close friend. But his close friend, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Allah. So Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam, because of this, is called Khalilullah. The friend of Allah, because Allah took him as a friend. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Wa kallama Allahu Musa taklima," and Allah spoke to Musa a word. So from this, Musa is known as Kalimullah, the one who Allah spoke to. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam is Khalilullah and Kalimullah. Allah spoke to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's a close friend, because he's the best of the prophets sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he mentions in the hadith where he said, "Ana sayyid waladi Adam wala fakhr." I'm the best from the children of Adam, and I'm not being, this is not from haughtiness, this is not from arrogance, it's just a fact. Allah made him the best of creation. And he, the best of creation is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is the Nabi that was sent to this ummah and to everyone else. As we find in a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he says, "وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ." I have not sent you, O Muhammad, except for the whole of mankind. But whereas we find from the other prophets, they were sent to their people. Inna arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi. Allah says we sent Nuh, Noah, to his people. Wa Lutan idh qala liqawmihi. And Lot, when he said to his people, ila Adin akhahum Huda. We sent to Ad, the people of Ad, their brother Hud. Wa ila Madian أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبَ. And we sent to Midian their brother Shu'aib. Anbiya were sent to their people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to the whole of mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says, "I have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a mercy to the whole of mankind." So this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. That's why I have made you the most virtuous and balanced nation. Because of these reasons. So, this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so the Muslims have been blessed. The Muslims have received the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslims have been given the virtue of being the best nation, having the best book, the book which comprises everything that every other book had before. This book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, the Quran, as a reminder and clarification and guidance to mankind. This book that was revealed in Ramadan, though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah of Muhammad, this nation Islam, with the sending of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of anbiya, the best of the prophets, for us to follow his sunnah. And the believers, the Muslims, al-Islam, are the balanced and virtuous religion from amongst all of the religions for the way that they treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قالت اليهود عزير بن الله. The Jews, they said that Uzair was the son of Allah. لَقَدَ كَفْرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْمَسِيحِ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ. Verily those who disbelieved, they said, from the Christians, that Isa, Jesus, was Allah. The Muslims, they say what? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ اللَّهُ لَمْ وَلَمْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ. This is the da'wah, this is the call of al-Islam. Allah doesn't bore and he's not born. Allah is the creator of the heavens and earth. So the people, al-Islam, they are balanced and just with regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. So with this virtue that we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are we thanking Allah? With this virtue that Allah has given us, are we grateful? Huh? Are we thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our limbs by following the Quran? Are we thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our limbs by following the sunnah? Are we thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying his commandments? Are we thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by staying away from those things that are haram? And as Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, he said, Allah hasn't prohibited anything for you. Allah hasn't made anything haram, except that he's made something permissible that is much better than it. Allah has made music haram, but he's made Quran, the recitation of the Quran, halal for you, which is softens the heart, makes the skin shiver, then relaxes it with the remembrance of Allah. Allah has prohibited alcohol, as Ibn Qayyim mentions, but Allah has made halal all the different types of juices that you can't even enumerate. Allah has prohibited fornication. Allah has made it permissible the serenity a man will have and a woman in the household. Serenity and peace. And family life. There isn't a thing that Allah has made haram, except that there's something halal that's much better than it. Take the virtue that Allah has given it to us, ya ikhwan. Allah has advised us not to be like those before us, who when Allah sent them, they disobeyed. Who when Allah sent the messenger, they reviled and they didn't listen to the messenger. Who Allah sent them a book and they tried to change it. Who Allah sent them a book and they tried to take some of it out. Whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them a book and they tried to add things. Whom Allah sent to them a prophet and they attacked him. Allah has warned us not to be like the people from before, when they were told to stick together upon obedience, they split away from that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised us. He said, "Wa la takunu min al mushrikeen." من الذين فرق دينهم وكانوا شيعة. And don't be from the mushrikeen, those who did shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who divided and went into groups. Don't be like them. ولتكونوا كالذين فرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينة. Don't be like those who disbelieved